It got him. It,
oh, got the man, that's horrible.
Exactly. He's lucky he's alive.
Okay, we're ready.
You are?
Yeah. I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present.
Strulik.
Present.
Seth, you want to speak to the council this evening?
I do. Seth Reddington, Liberty and Clinton. After last meeting, the question was asked of me of why you ask so many questions, why do you not stick to one thing? 3 years ago, I asked about why a fire training facility was being built next to the property that we own. I couldn't get a clear answer. I sat back for several years and watched. If you know somebody's practices, pretty easy to pick them apart. Over the past year, I've been up here and talked. It's easy. It's all in the paperwork, and all I've heard is lies out of this council. Claiming that it's one thing and it's not. Paperwork doesn't lie. It is. I had to be very civil when I brought it forth, and I've had a lot of issues that I've talked about. If you're holding a pencil up and somebody tells you it's an airplane, you clearly know it. An embarrassment to this community. Very much so. Just the hassles that you have to deal with to get anything done. Sad. Very sad. Now I'm prepared to be to come every meeting for the next 4 years. And I'll readdress everything from the start. And that's my plan. Just to give you a heads up, I'll bring every document and we'll discuss it a little bit every time. Something's gonna change. You betcha. For the attorney, there was a fire training facility, again, built next to our property. How come we weren't notified that it was being built?
When you say again, do you mean yesterday?
We had this last meeting. I asked you, should we have been notified if it was built? You said you'd look into it again.
Right.
I'm just asking you the question. Should we have been notified as residents?
That's not how many answers. And if the council wants me to give an answer to you, then I will.
We can play these games 6 ways from Sunday. And that's what it is. Exactly.
I will make one statement.
Go ahead.
Your father-in-law was commissioner when it was put by your house.
Mm-hmm.
How come it was never an issue then?
Let me ask you this. Was there a public hearing
when ask it was your father-in-law. Set in the back? He was in charge.
We got a letter.
Ask your father-in-law.
Back then. Now, this has nothing to do with
I'm not
going to
argue
him.
With you, Seth. I give you your answer.
I will for your request. But that structure was tore down and relocated. Totally different structure.
It was moved farther away from you for your convenience.
That's fine. Not far enough.
Well, it wasn't a problem. It was not a problem when your father-in-law was in charge. But when I became in charge, it became a problem.
Nope,
end of the story.
You can make it anything you want.
You can. You're right. And that's what you're doing.
But
you've had
not,
your answers.
You've
been given your answers. They're not what you want to hear is why you're doing this. You have been given every answer.
It's over 40 feet tall and it's against the code. You can't burn in Clinton.
You don't know what you're talking about, obviously.
Yes, I do.
Because it's been presented to the council. It's went through the state fire marshal's office. It's went through everything it's had to go through. and they don't suit you, so you don't like it. I've got nowhere to tell you about it.
I'll get that paperwork.
You.
What about you putting gas in your personal truck?
I'm not arguing with you, Seth. You've been given every answer. They're not the answers you want.
Is that theft with an electronic device, the way you did that?
You've been given every answer.
Is it not? Thanks, Seth. I won't go away.
Please come.
Thank you. To approve our minutes of our last meeting, May the 2nd.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Frulich?
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $4,959.19. Police, $21,875.72. Fire, $2,793.03. Street, $10,175.47. Parks, $3,701.98. Public Health and Safety, $3,000. Liability Insurance, $50. Garbage, $53.30. Cemetery, $9,563.41. Water Operations, $10,004.52. Sewer Operations, $515.30. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $2,592.73. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $494,925.76.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Frulich?
Yes. Down to streets and public improvement.
Well, as everybody knows, we're getting ready for May Days. So there's going to be some street closings starting Thursday night. The square, we're going to shut off half of it, the north side of it, because they've got, let's see, what is it that's going on? They've got flag ceremony and everything going on up there. Competition.
Talent show,
right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to cut half the square off. It's going to close at 5, we'll back up at 10 o'clock. And of course, Friday afternoon, the square will be closed from 3, Friday afternoon till Sunday evening. And today we closed down the 100 block of North Center and the 100 block of East Washington and the Menace parking lots there by Sorrento's and the small lot to buy Mill Maverick. So those will be closed until Sunday evening.
That's the same as it's been in the past every year.
Right, yeah.
They haven't changed anything at all?
No. A few years back we changed it because we used to have Washington Street here last closed. I save a lot, but we've opened that up so people can get to Sorrento's or the ice cream shop now. But open that up a little bit so we'll just restrict that so much. And also want to remind everybody too that we are starting giving out the vouchers for the cleanup. That's going to be for the month of June and July. There's only going to be one Saturday this year, and it's going to be Saturday, July 8th from 6 to 2. And you can go out during the week, it's Monday through Friday from 6 to 3. And of course, they will be closing the 4th of July. So the guys were picking up brush this week. They're about done with it. So.
And thank you.
Do have a few things. First off, we, the street department, water department got together and the lots over there on Quincy where we tore down the old Fathery house. And then we had the neighbor had a bunch of old concrete and just some different things there. So while we were at it, we knocked that down, got rid of a couple old crappy trees in there to make it a little more conducive, to make that easier to take care of. So we tore up part of the yard. We told them we'd do some things just to kind of make up for getting in there and getting that other part down. And it just, for one reason or another, the guys just couldn't get there. We've had all this locating and just weather. and different things. But then last week, they got all that concrete removed, everything taken off that lot. They will come back and bring some dirt in, fill up some low spots, and then we'll come in with a tiller and get that knocked down to where it'll make that two-block, you know, that two-lot area look really good. So I really want to thank the street department and the guys' help. It went really smooth, and they got rid of all that stuff, so it looks a whole lot better. The neighbors are very happy. They wanted to, you know, they weren't complaining, but they just were curious about when we finally get, and we did. So that was one thing. I gave you guys each a copy of a article. It was in the Decatur Herald Review. We've been talking about the Airbnbs, VRBs, and things, how we could go about that. It was just some information. The city council passed a tax. They charged an 8% tax on the VRBs and Airbnbs, and they have a permitting process. They charge like a $25 permitting fee, and we could kind of mirror something like that. We're going to discuss this, and we need to do something. We know there's people that are renting houses. They are in residential areas. We need to take and do something. Are we going to do it? Are we not going to do it? But if we are established, I know that Clint has, you know, like the hotel tax. They have to keep records. They have to make sure it's all there. We've got a couple that have been keeping it and brought it up, but we can't cash or do anything with it until we establish a code and what we can do in the neighborhood. So I think we need to get off and get it done one way or the other. If we're not going to do it, then we got to tell them, and they got to quit doing it and go out and do tickets or whatever it takes, or we got to take and come up with a plan and a permit process that they can come in here, and that way we can follow and track it. But it's not fair to the motels or hotels that are doing it correctly. So, but we need to get it done fairly soon. I mean, I know there's places out there doing it. We had another one that came up just the last couple of days that I saw, and we just got to take care of it and do something with it. So that one. Then the next one is I passed around sheets for the well. Plugged up the screen, you get mineral deposits, you run it and pump it, it gets mineral built up, well then you can't get water through it. The only way to do it is you acidize it, you pump acid down in it, you use air, you blow it all out, you clean it. We don't have to pull the pumps and pull all the pipe out. They've done this in the past to a couple of them. It's worked pretty well, but this one just finally just plugged up and we had to shut down and not use it. Lane Western and another company sent us a bid. Lane got the bid. They were the low bidders, and they just happened to have a cancellation, so they're already in town. It was one of those things that can't put it off. It needs to be fixed. It's just a must fix. So they just happened to, they're out of St. Louis, and they're supposed to be coming up here to do another job. They canceled on them, so they're here, and they're going to get it all blown out, and they'll have it done. Yeah, it's like $23,000, $23,000, but it's a whole lot better than pulling all the thing out. It'd be a whole lot more good to pull it and take and do every bit of it, pulling it out and doing it that way. So
you've used Lane Western many times.
Oh, Lane Western has been our go-to. They've done it for years and years. Yeah. I mean, as far back as I can remember, they have done it. They came in emergencies and got right on it. And
yeah.
They were actually a low bid, so it wasn't by much, but they do know our system, they know our wells, and they do a really good job. So I just wanted you to be aware of it. It wasn't something I wanted to do, but we're going to get it done as quickly as possible, and that way it's already out of the way, and then we'll still have our three wells that can go back and forth on. And that's all I've got.
Ben, you got anything?
Real quick, just through the May days and the street closures, we'll have extra staff on through the evenings of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the May days. Also, I left in each of your mailboxes, but I wanted to share with our local press the upcoming retirement of Officer Mike Bennett. Mike started with the Park Police Department in 1997. He left for a period of about 10 years and served the Leroy Police Department before coming back to us. He served the last 8 years as our school resource officer. Mike, being from here in Clinton, he's been a tremendous asset to the department and to the profession for going on 27 years. Mike was actually my training officer in 2001 when I came to the police department. He served as not only a patrol officer, he served as a sergeant at one time, firearms instructor. He does a tremendous amount of training within the department and outside the department in the community and with the schools. Tremendous asset to the department. We're certainly going to miss him, but we wish him well. We're having an open house, which we generally have for our retirees. We're having an open house that is open to the public. We're going to hold this one at the high school on Wednesday, May the 31st from 4 to 6 p.m. So we certainly would love to have you all out to wish him well on his retirement. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Ben. Also, I received a phone call from Brandon Robinson, engineer. He does the mechanical work on our fire trucks, and he found three leaf springs broken on our number one pumper for the city, and they were broke, plumbing too. So I had him take it to Bloomington to Heritage Spring, and they're going to replace the springs on that side. Well, when they got it up there, they found the other sides broke worse. And for the weight that carries and the water and stuff, it's up there getting repaired now, and it won't be out of service very long. Is that correct, Blake? Okay. So other than that, pretty much all I got.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I need to back up one time. I'm sorry. I do have one more thing.
Go ahead.
We have been working on, as you know, we have the companies coming in to put in the fiber optics for the telecommunications. And we've got three others in the wings wanting to come in here, trying to keep up with one. We've had a lot of things. In the last meeting, I said we need to get something in a contract to take and protect our interests, plus theirs also. We've had our guys working with John here, and they've worked out a pretty decent contract. You guys had them in your box. They've also added some verbiage as far as putting a bond on there. That kind of covers our incidental, like the guy's labor that they're there. We've got insurance that covers any major problem, like hitting a main or anything. But a lot of the little smaller stuff, like the guy's time and effort, that wouldn't be covered. So John looked up a schedule with them, and it's going to be with a bond. I think it's $50,000. It's not a whole lot, but it would at least help with everything else. And it takes and puts them on notice that you guys have to follow a little bit of our lead. It's not just you're going to tell us what we have to do every time. We can't do that. And if you get two of them working at the same time, trying to get back and forth to keep things located, we have to have something. You say, hey, wait a minute, hold on, time out. You have to just wait. We have to have the time to do it. And as long as we have a contract that describes that, they can't say, well, we didn't know. We still want you to keep on going. So it's there, it's in place. We are sending it out to the other companies, and even the one that's here in town. We sent a copy to them. I don't think they're gonna have any trouble signing it. They understand that in the other towns, they all get a contract like that. It's a standard working contract. And they understood that when the boy got sent to them. So I don't believe the others should have any real argument. But at the same time, if they do, maybe we gotta pull the trigger and just say, hey, you do what you have to do, because we can't just keep getting put in a corner and being told that we have to do this. Sooner or later, we have to bite the bullet and step up and let them pull it, and just say, nope, we're not. And there's a line in the sand you got to draw. But I think this contract is going to help out immensely, and it's there, and it's already being sent to them. So hopefully we'll get that all signed, sealed, and delivered, and it'll kind of protect the interests of both parties. So.
To go along with that a little bit, Johnny, we've had several hits again on gas lines, and being whether they're located properly or not, and hopefully this will help take care of that, because it's getting done so far ahead that rain, mowing, you know, all the markings are gone, and they just keep on digging, so it needs to be controlled.
That's well, they did change.
We
had a subcontractor, and they did get that one out, and they're bringing a new one in, and they realize they had a problem.
Right.
And so they brought in a new subcontractor, and hopefully they will be a little more diligent waiting and making sure they've got everything in place. So
that $50,000 bond, just to give you an idea, the incident over on the west side of town, was in excess of $42,000, our expense. And it has been billed. So it don't take long to add up that kind of money. So.
Right, so I'm sorry. I forgot that. I want to make sure everybody understood and knew that we finally got it going. Thank you, Mr. Hoggle, working on that diligence. Guys, it's on the city staff that helped with that and worked on it with you. So appreciate it.
Council Finance.
Couple things. Our city treasurer said today he's got auditors now, so I'm sure at least now he's got his voice back mostly, so he can deal with them. But the other thing is our sales tax, and of course this is a lag of 3 months after it's been received. The month it was received in was about $9,000, a little over $9,000 more than it was this time last year. So it's good news. And that's all I have.
Thank you. We'll move down to unfinished business. You have a motion for the police contract?
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve resolution 2023-6, resolution authorizing execution of contract between the City of Clinton and the Policemen's Benevolent Labor Committee, Inc.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on the contract? If not, call the roll, please.
Mize?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Going to file the fire contract. We're also going to place on file a land purchase agreement for 8.24 acres from Valley View Properties for $288,400. With that, we're going to go into closed session. No business.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'm a
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes.
Motion to adjourn.
I make that motion.
Second. Let's call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes.
Awesome.